Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu urges everyone to learn AI technology, says Skill the Nation Challenge campaign will prepare a future-ready workforce. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off Vande Bharat sleeper train between Kolkata and Guwahati soon. Centre notifies draft rules for four new labour codes, seeks public feedback. Indian economy continues to grow at a strong pace, says RBI. And Pradhan Mantri Matri Vandana Yojana, flagship scheme for pregnant women and lactating mothers, completes 9 years. President Draupadi Murmu has said that artificial intelligence is not just a technology but an opportunity to bring positive changes in the country. Addressing a special program under Skilling for AI Readiness in Rashtrapati Bhavan today, the President said the importance of artificial intelligence is growing rapidly across various sectors and it has become essential for everyone to learn the technology.
टेक्नोलॉजी तथा आपके ज्ञान और कौशल का उपयोग समाज की सेवा करने चुनौतियों के समाधान सीखने और दूसरों को आगे बढ़ाने के लिए होना चाहिए सरकार डिजिटल पब्लिक इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर को मजबूत कर रही है भारत को एआई ग्लोबल लीडर के रूप में स्थापित करने के लिए इंडिया एआई मिशन चलाया जा रहा है आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस भारतीय अर्थव्यवस्था के ग्रोथ ड्राइवर के रूप में उभर रहा है भारत विश्व की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी अर्थव्यवस्था बनने की ओर तेजी से बढ़ रही है
During the event, the President conferred AI certificates upon learners, including students and members of Parliament, and launched the national awareness campaign named Skill the Nation Challenge. President Murmu commended the members of Parliament for learning about emerging technologies and setting an example by using them in their leadership roles. She said the objective of this challenge is to promote awareness of AI and foster economic self-reliance.
भारत सरकार के कौशल विकास और उद्यमिता मंत्रालय की SOAR यानी स्केलिंग फॉर एआई रेडीनेस की पहल प्रशंसा का योग्य है इस पहल के अंतर्गत प्री एआई मॉड्यूल्स तैयार किए गए हैं इस मॉड्यूल्स के द्वारा एआई से जुड़े विषयों और मशीन लर्निंग के बेसिक कॉन्सेप्ट्स के बारे में भी जानकारी मिलती है इस मिशन का उद्देश्य एआई के बारे में जागरूकता बढ़ाना आर्थिक आत्मनिर्भरता को बढ़ावा देना तथा एक टेक देश के निर्माण में योगदान देना है
Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has announced that the country's first Vande Bharat sleeper train will operate between Guwahati and Kolkata soon. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said that Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate this train within the next 15 to 20 days.
माननीय प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी आगामी कुछ ही
प्राइम मिनिस्टर श्री नरेंद्र मोदी विल इनॉग्रेट द फर्स्ट वंदे भारत स्लीपर ट्रेन ऑन गुवाहाटी एंड कोलकाता रूट इन द कमिंग डेज दिस इज अ वेरी सिग्निफिकेंट माइलस्टोन फॉर द रेलवेज द कंट्री एंड आवर पैसेंजर्स
एक बहुत ही बड़ा माइलस्टोन है
He said Indian Railways has successfully completed the final high-speed trial of the indigenously designed and manufactured Vande Bharat sleeper train. He said the 16-coach sleeper train has been developed to cater to long-distance travel, ranging from 1,000 to 1,500 kilometres. Mr. Vaishnav said the train is equipped with state-of-the-art passenger amenities, including comfortable sleeper berths, automatic doors and modern toilets. The minister said the fare for this Vande Bharat sleeper train will be around 2,300 rupees with food for third AC, 3,000 rupees for second AC and 3,600 rupees for first AC. The centre has notified draft rules for the four new labour codes. These labour codes are the Code on Wages 2019, the Industrial Relations Code 2020, the Code on Social Security 2020, and the Occupational Safety, Health and Working Conditions Code 2020. The rules define workers, wages, types of employment, gratuity, bonus, and social security of workers, including gig workers. These draft rules are open for public consultation and stakeholders have been invited to submit objections and suggestions within 45 days. The Labour Ministry had announced the implementation of these four new labour codes on the 21st of November last year to simplify and streamline the existing decades-old labour laws in the country. According to the ministry, the new labour codes will ensure better wages, safety, social security and welfare for the country's workforce. The labour codes guarantee timely minimum wages for all workers, appointment letters for the youth, equal pay and respect for women, social security for 40 crore workers, and gratuity for fixed-term employees after 1 year of employment. The centre has said the production-linked incentive PLI scheme for automobiles has attracted cumulative investments of 35,657 crore rupees so far. The PLI scheme for automobiles has been introduced to enhance the country's manufacturing capabilities in advanced automotive technology products. The scheme has a total budgetary outlay of around 26,000 crore rupees and covers a performance period of 5 years from 2023-24 to 2027-28. Oil marketing companies have increased the prices of commercial LPG gas cylinders by 111 rupees across metropolitan cities. As per the Indian Oil Corporation Limited, retail price of commercial LPG gas cylinders in Delhi is now 1,691 rupees and 50 paise. Similarly, commercial LPG prices have been increased to 1,795 rupees in Kolkata, 1,531 rupees 50 paise in Mumbai and 1,739 rupees 50 paise in Chennai. The revised price of the 19 kilogram commercial LPG cylinder has come into effect from today. There has been no change in the price of domestic LPG cylinders. The Unified Payments Interface, UPI, continued its strong growth momentum in December, registering a year-on-year increase of 29% in transaction volume to 21.63 billion rupees. According to data released by the National Payments Corporation of India, the value of transactions also rose by 20% annually to around 28 lakh crore rupees. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Indian economy continues to grow at a strong pace, supported by robust domestic demand, moderate inflation and prudent macroeconomic policies, despite global headwinds. This was stated by the Reserve Bank of India in its latest financial stability report. The report highlighted that domestic financial system remains resilient, backed by strong balance sheets, accommodative financial conditions and low volatility in financial markets. However, it cautioned that near-term risks persist due to external uncertainties, including geopolitical developments and trade-related challenges. The report stated that global economy has shown resilience aided by fiscal support and strong investment in artificial intelligence. At the same time, it warned of downside risks stemming from elevated uncertainty, rising public debt levels, and the possibility of a disorderly correction in global financial markets. Pradhan Mantri Matri Vandana Yojana, a flagship scheme of the government for pregnant women and lactating mothers, has completed 9 years today. Our correspondent reports that the scheme was launched on the 1st of January 2017 to provide financial support to pregnant and lactating mothers to improve their health and nutrition. More from our correspondent.
Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana is a centrally sponsored flagship scheme to provide maternity benefits to women belonging to socially and economically disadvantaged sections of society. Under the scheme, pregnant women and lactating mothers receive a cash benefit of 5,000 rupees for the first child and 6,000 rupees for the second girl child. The first installment of 3,000 rupees is given on registration of pregnancy and the second installment of 2,000 rupees is given after childbirth. The eligible beneficiaries also receive cash incentive incentive under Janani Suraksha Yojana. According to the Women and Child Development Ministry, 4 crore 50 lakh beneficiaries are enrolled under the scheme and more than 19,000 crore rupees has been dispersed to the beneficiaries. The scheme offers financial assistance to support nutrition, medical checkups and overall health during pregnancy. With Dipen's report, Akshit Vaidyana, Akashwani News, Delhi.
People across India welcomed the new year 2026 with enthusiasm, prayers and public gatherings. Across the country, people welcomed the new year with optimism and celebration, while police and security agencies remained on alert to maintain law and order and ensure peaceful festivities. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended their greetings and best wishes to the countrymen on the occasion of New Year 2026. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla today extended his greetings on the occasion of New Year 2026, sharing a video message on his social media post. Mr. Birla expressed hope that the new year brings new dreams, renewed energy, fresh opportunities and boundless prosperity into everyone's lives.
On the occasion of New Year, let us collectively work to take the nation to new dimensions of development, contribute to social welfare, and make efforts to understand how our participation can help the country and the state to move forward. New Year is not just about changing the calendar day, but also a day of new enthusiasm, new energy, and new resolutions.
In Odisha, people welcomed the new year 2026 with much fanfare across the state. Since early this morning, devotees are seen gathered in large numbers at major temples to seek blessings from the deities for the new year. Lakhs of devotees thronged the holy city of Puri to usher in the new year with the darshan of Lord Jagannath. More from our correspondent.
Lakhs of devotees have gathered in the holy city of Puri to begin the new year 2026 with the holy darshan of Lord Jagannath since 2 this morning. To manage the massive crowd, entry is being regulated exclusively through the Singhadwar, while darshan inside the temple is conducted from the Baharakatha. Huge crowds are also being seen at the Sri Lingaraj temple in Bhubaneswar, Maha Samaleswari temple in Sambalpur and other prominent shrines of the state. Elaborate security arrangements have been made at major temples, tourist places and picnic spots. Meanwhile, Chief Minister of Odisha, Mohan Charan Majhi, has strictly prohibited New Year celebrations, presentation of flower bouquets, parties and feasts within state government office premises. Prakash Das, Akashwani News, Bhubaneswar.
A large number of tourists have arrived at various tourist destinations in Himachal Pradesh. The state government has made extensive arrangements for the safety and convenience of visitors. Light snowfall occurred in some higher reaches of the state last night, and the Meteorological Department has forecast rain and light snowfall in the next 24 hours. More from our correspondent.
Despite the biting cold, New Year celebrations across Himachal Pradesh turned vibrant as a large number of domestic and foreign tourists thronged popular destinations. The state government and local administration have ensured elaborate arrangements for the safety, convenience and entertainment of visitors, while winter carnivals in Shimla and Kangra Valley are showcasing Himachali culture, cuisine and handicrafts. A light spell of snowfall in the higher reaches this morning added cheer to the celebrations, with tourists enjoying the snow around Atal Tunnel, Rohtang and nearby high altitude areas. The Met Department has forecast rain and light snowfall in higher and mid-hill regions over the next 24 hours, while tourists in Shimla and Manali are eagerly hoping for the season's first snowfall. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
The National Sports Governance Act 2025 partially came into effect from today. According to the Sports Ministry, the centre has notified the commencement of selected provisions of the Act. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading nearly flat in afternoon trade today. The Sensex added 10 points to 85,230, while the Nifty rose by 13 points to 26,142 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, telecommunication utilities as well as IT and auto were leading, while FMCG was the major drag, followed by chemicals and pharma. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu urges everyone to learn AI technology, says Skill the Nation challenge campaign will prepare a future-ready workforce. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to flag off Vande Bharat sleeper train between Kolkata and Guwahati soon. Centre notifies draft rules for 4 new labour codes, seeks public feedback. Indian economy continues to grow at a strong pace, says RBI. and Pradhan Mantri Matru Vandana Yojana flagship scheme for pregnant women and lactating mothers completes 9 years. With that, we end the midday news.